Each year, the Bethlehem Public Library loans out over 500,000 items. Books, DVDs, and CDs are the most popular. Other, less traditional items also get a lot of use. Bikes, internet hotspots, streaming services. And then, there's the recording studio. Studio 11 is named after the library's Church Street address and the rock mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap.
Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
The space used to be a meeting room. Now, it's outfitted with professional equipment, including microphones and mixing boards. Crowded bookshelves improve the acoustics, and instruments are stuffed in all four corners. Library director Josh Burke says those were not part of the plan.
It was like, we're going to provide the recording equipment. You'd bring your stuff and record.
But then a local producer and musician he was working with put out a call for donations on social media.
Within minutes, people started bringing in stuff. I was like, are these people driving around with snare drums in their cars? We got two full drum sets. We got pianos, we got an organ, some like drum machines, guitars, bases.
Since the studio opened in March 2019, there have been over 500 sessions, even with COVID closing the space for over a year. But now that it's back open, Burke says it's used for something different every day.
There was a full musical written and performed by high school students. There was an opera singer in here one day. There's a couple podcasters who were using it for a period of time.
Producer Walter Bynum and vocalist Devin Haley have been using the space for a hip-hop collaboration.
Now let me take you around the store with my hood and take away what's the gold mine.
When I stepped in here, my eyes just lit up because this is pretty much what every musician dreams of.
I wouldn't expect to make music at all in a library. Like, I wouldn't expect a full-on recording studio.
Like an ensemble studio.
Like, hey, come downstairs. We got this full recording studio.
The two are originally from New York and have years of experience making music. But Haley says a free recording space is unheard of.
In a lot of places, music programs are being shut down, studios are few and far between, or they're just so expensive that it's unfathomable for a regular everyday artist to get in there. The fact that this is in a library, that's amazing.
Christy Bucher is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Library Association. She says although recording studios are pretty rare, libraries constantly adapt to the communities they serve. Some offer fishing poles, museum passes, and even 3D printers.
So a recording studio today, I'm not sure what it'll be tomorrow, but there will be a new technology. Libraries are continuing to evolve.
But Bucher says she worries about libraries' ability to reinvent themselves on limited budgets. Pennsylvania slashed library funding during the Great Recession and never restored it. She stresses the importance of investing in staff, not just technology.
If you take the people out of the library workers, the professional librarians, then you do become a warehouse of things.
Burke, Bethlehem's director, agrees. He says Studio 11's equipment might be daunting for beginners, so he's using a recent grant to have a sound engineer on call to help. He says libraries, like other institutions, need innovation like this to stay afloat.
If you think about the history of libraries, why did libraries exist? It's because books were expensive and people couldn't own them. Information is not expensive anymore. You can open your phone and find more free stuff to read than you could consume in a lifetime.
So libraries in the Lehigh Valley and across the country are asking themselves, what do people want and need?
In a way, it's a scary time to be in libraries because you're like, books aren't the center of the information world like they once were. What does that mean? But on the other hand, it's really exciting because we can reinvent what a library can be. And one thing it can be is a shared community space where you come and make art together.
This song is called I Like Being Loud in the Library, and it was recorded by library staff in Studio 11.
I think there might be something wrong with me, 'cause I like being loud in the library.
For WLVR News, I'm Emma Illick-Frank.